When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. This should be one of the most happy days in your life. This should be. And if it isn't, pray that it will be. So pray that this will be one of the happiest days in the 365 days of the year. I'll pray for you, you'll pray for me. And the reason why is because we celebrate the saints today. The thought of the saints should bring you great joy. Extraordinary joy is that you people have millions of friends in heaven that are praying for you today. Millions, billions. So make sure that you spend some time talking to the saints today. Okay, and hopefully all the days of your life. Talk to the saints because they're in heaven now. They're contemplating the face of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're contemplating God. But also these saints, they want to help you to get to heaven. Okay, they want to help you to get to heaven, but make sure you have to talk to the saints. Okay, if St. Bernard says in the Liturgy of the Hours, if you ignore them, they can probably help you a little bit. But if you talk to them, they can help you out so much. It's like you, if you have a little daughter that's 7 or 8 years old, and she with tears in her eyes say, "Daddy, please help me." Will you help her? Okay. Well, if she doesn't come to you and say, "Daddy, help me," you might help her, but much less. But much less. Imagine a little girl that's 7 or 8 that goes to her father, "Daddy, please help me. I've got a tummy ache." "Well, I'll help you tomorrow." No. You're going to help her right away. You're going to give her some Pepto-Bismol or maybe could take her to the doctor, whatever. So if we, with tears, a broken heart, we go to the saints, they're going to help you much more than an earthly father is going to help the daughter. Amen? Amen? Last night I spent about 20 minutes talking about one saint, one of my favorite saints, so I'll talk about another one today. I talked about Dominic Savio, who was the first life of the saint that I read when I was about 13 years old. I was fascinated by Dominic Savio. But if I talk about the same thing, I get bored with my preaching, so I'll talk about another saint, okay? Monday, every 2 weeks, I call my mother and I talk with my mother. My mother is still living. She's 88 years old, no? And one of the things that she said was this, "You know, son, times are getting tough. You know, we could be persecuted. We become martyrs. We might become martyrs. and times are tough. And she told me two of the saints that she loves most. Can I tell you those?
Yes.
Okay. My mom says, I pray every day to Saint Therese and to Saint Joan of Arc. Okay, Saint Therese, the little flower, and she named one of her two daughters. She got seven sons and two daughters. Her first daughter, his name is this. My mom had boy, 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 and finally a girl, Victoria! Hey! Victoria! Hey, finally a girl. So my sister was number five. Her name is Victoria, in honor of Our Lady of Victories, no? And then the other daughter who came around when I was about 18 is Maria Teresa, Mary Therese. But one of the reasons why my mom prays to Saint Joan of Arc is because my mom's name is Joan. And about her eighth great-granddaughter was born on my mom's birthday, and her name is Joan also. So she's going to be coming to visit me, the great-granddaughter, for Thanksgiving. One of her great-granddaughters, they're going to be celebrating, her mom and dad are coming to visit me to celebrate their 10th anniversary of being married on Thanksgiving. So that's very important. But Joan of Arc. If you are an English major, if you're an English major, you read English literature. One of the greatest writers in the United States, his name is Mark Twain. Have you ever heard of him? Okay, Mark Twain. And he wrote Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, okay? But the greatest work of Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens is his real name, Mark Twain is his pen name, is Joan of Arc. Did you know that? See, Mark Twain wrote Saint Joan of Arc, and Mark Twain was not even a believer. He admired Joan of Arc so much that of all of his works, he wrote it but about five different times because he wanted that to be his masterpiece. Joan of Arc was probably one of the greatest women in the world in the 1400s. Joan of Arc was called, she was the greatest military leader in the world. She was a teenage girl in France that couldn't even read and write. Can you believe that? She was a greater military leader than General Patton of the United States, of George Washington of the United States, of Napoleon Bonaparte of France. She didn't go to West Point. You ever hear West Point? Didn't exist yet. She didn't go to West Point. She didn't go to any military school. But who spoke to her? Saint Catherine and Saint Michael the Archangel. God sent her to take the French army to fight against the most powerful army in the world, which was the English army. I would see it almost like the Nationals against the Houston Astros. Oh. 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 Did you know? They're 19-36. They're the worst team in baseball at the beginning of the season. It was like David against Goliath. And believe it or not, they beat the Astros. So the French, there's no way that the French could have beat the English. So God rose up the Maid of Orleans, that was her name, to be the military leader of the French. But relating this to the Beatitudes, when she was the leader of the French army, the first two things she told them to do? Read this in Joan of Arc by Mark Twain. Are you listening? First thing she said to the French soldiers, get rid of the prostitutes. Yeah. I repeat, if you didn't hear me. Get rid of the prostitutes. No? Because the prostitutes, it was common custom to have soldiers would have the prostitutes. I don't want to scandalize you, but that's life. Get rid of the prostitutes. There's no way you're going to win a military victory if you're fornicating with these street ladies, huh? Get rid of them. And then the second thing, go to confession. So get rid of sin, the near occasion of sin, and get in the state of grace. If you do that, then you're going to have God on your side. If you don't, you have the devil with you. You got the devil in purity that is going to be enslaving you. You're not going to win. And they obeyed her. Imagine the military force obeying this 17-year-old girl who couldn't even read and write. This is one of the most extraordinary saints in the Catholic Church. That's why she was Saint Thérèse. They're the patron saints of France. And they won victory after victory after victory because of the leadership of Joan of Arc. There's nothing ever in the world that was like this. This is a girl going to high school, 11th grade girl, leading the soldiers of France to conquer the English. And they won battle after battle after battle after battle. Now, two other things in the life of this great saint. They are trying to trip her up, and eventually she's going to die. She's going to be burnt as a witch. Yep. They're going to burn her as a witch. So they're going to try to trip her up, and they've got the ecclesiastic authorities. They're going to try to trap her. And this is what they do. They ask her this tricky question. Are you in the state of grace? Are you in the state of grace? Now, according to the Council of Trent, none of you, nor do I, we have a moral certitude that we are. We don't know absolutely. Because all of you here, you could be tricking yourself to think you're in the state of grace, but you're really in mortal sin. You could be tricking yourself. You can lie to yourself. We can. So there's no moral absolute certitude that we are. However, if you come up and receive communion today, okay, you think in your conscience that you're in the state of grace, you receive communion. But all of us have to be working on our conscience. We can lie to ourselves. Even the most holy person can lie to himself. Guess what Saint Joan of Arc said? Brilliant response. She says, if I am in this state of grace, thanks be to God. If I'm not, may God put me there. Wow. Even Thomas Aquinas could not have given a better response. Even Thomas Aquinas. I'll repeat, so you can maybe memorize that. If I am, thanks be to God. If I'm not, may God place me there. And that should be one of our prayers. If you're in the state of grace today, thanks be to God. Don't pat yourself on the back. If you're in the state of grace, it's God's pure grace that you're in the state of grace. If you're not, make a perfect act of contrition and hit the confessional as soon as possible. That's my interpretation. How did Joan of Arc die? Any of you know? And there's good movies on her life. Various movies on the life of Joan of Arc. Saint Joan of Arc died, she was burnt at the stake. She was burnt alive. How would you like to be burnt alive? 17, 18-year-old girl being burnt at the stake. This is what the soldiers said when they're burning one of the most pure, holy women in the world. They're saying, we are burning a saint. They couldn't deny it. We are burning a saint. And now, Saint Joan of Arc is one of the greatest women in the world. So when I was talking with my mom, she said, I pray every day to Saint Joan of Arc that I'll be courageous as this woman. This is an 88-year-old woman. 89, rather. I pray that I'll be courageous as Joan of Arc. She says, I pray to Saint Therese that I will trust God. So those are two virtues of the saints. Two virtues of the saint is courage. We can't be wimps or wimpitos, huh? Okay? Okay, are you a wimpito? 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 We got to be courageous to fight against the devil, the flesh, and the world that surrounds us. But also, as my mom was saying, I pray to the little flower that I will have a limitless trust in God's love for me. So I could be talking about tons and tons of saints. I talked about Dominic Savino, I've talked about Saint Joan of Arc. I hope that you love the saints. And I hope that you'll be able to talk about the saints like Father Broome, okay? Okay? Love the saints. Read the lives of the saints. Pray to the saints. Imitate the saints. Because if you really understand this, this is one of the most beautiful doctrines in the Catholic Church, and I think very few Catholics really understand this. You people, you're never alone. You got millions of friends in heaven. So you should never really be suffering loneliness because you have the saints as your friends in heaven. You know the Beatles? You ever hear the Beatles? They have a song, Get a Little Help from Your Friends, huh? Is that Sergeant Pepper's? Okay. Get a little help from your friends. All of us have the best of friends there in heaven. So one day, we're going to pray to Mary, who is the queen and angels of saints, that one day we'll be with Mary, the angels and saints, glorifying the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Amen.